702.
Bruce is on the Money Show.
Well, like Neo dodging bullets in the Matrix, the economy somehow dodging the recession bullet in the first quarter. It's recorded modest growth rather than a widely expected decline, which would have put us in a technical recession. Two quarters of contraction. The fourth quarter of last year was a shambles. The first quarter of this year, apparently better than last year. South Africa narrowly avoiding recession, the economy growing marginally in the first quarter. Data showing that with manufacturing and finance holding up well despite crippling power cuts. Dr. Tabliyoka is the independent economist. Is the data reliable, Tabi? Do you believe the number that was published today?
I have to believe it because I sit on Stats SA Economics Council.
Ah, you see.
The chair,
well, then so tell me what magic wand you use to conjure up that number then, Tabi.
You know, just about all the sectors contributed positively to growth, but just positively. I mean, only two sectors had 0.2 percentage point addition to GDP, and that is manufacturing and finance. But you spoke about electricity earlier on, and electricity production actually subtracted from GDP together with agriculture, and those were the two culprits. So yes, the number is slightly better than maybe what people would have expected, but it's still a dismal number. And the fact that it's 0.4% and not a 2% says a lot about where we're headed for the year. Remember that the Reserve Bank, and I'm in line with the Reserve Bank, but also the IMF released their report, their Chapter 4 report on South Africa today at 3 p.m., and they project growth of about 0.1%. That is nothing. And if we have to reference the NDP just to understand where our goals were at a few years ago in 2012, we were expected to grow on average by 5% in order to halve the unemployment rate and also to attain long-term sustainable growth. And now if we're growing by less than, by just above recessionary levels, it just tells you that this growth level is not going to do anything to the unemployment rate and also future unemployment, which is quite concerning.
Yeah, and that is, we don't get any significant uptick, although there's some industries growing and recovering that will create some jobs, and they're multiplier creators of jobs. One of those is the tourism industry, and foreign tourism hasn't, I don't think, reached 2019 levels, but the rebound is strong, and we're just anecdotally seeing many more tourists around in the first quarter of this year than we have in a long time, and the data backs that up.
Absolutely. So there's tourism that is recovering, but there are two other sectors that are also expected to recover. But it's not a glossy picture as well. So we're expected, because of the improvement in energy supply, especially in the next couple of years, investment, private investment in the energy sector is expected to increase. So the gross investment is expected to increase. The gross fixed capital formation in GDP is expected to increase in next year and the following year. But that is going to be reversed by the fact that we haven't reformed. And reform is still an issue. So we cannot, doing business is still quite difficult to do. We still are not employing enough people. We still are not creating, we're not a productive country as we should be. And so our total factor productivity is pretty low. And these are things that are going to subtract from the sectors that are going to grow slightly in the next couple of years.
Here's the point, Tabi, and I think you're making it without saying it bluntly. Here we've got a situation where the economy may as well be in recession, for want of a better word for it. It's not going anywhere. It's not creating the jobs. It's not creating the opportunity. It's not creating the sufficient hope that we needed to create in amongst the growing number of people who are finding themselves outside of the mainstream.
Absolutely. So it's not growing, it's not employing, it's not, and if the country doesn't grow for a very long time, it's not innovative. So, and that's right across. So companies can't innovate because they're not investing in capital expenditure. They're diverting those resources to electricity generation, for instance. And so they're not employing more people. So we're really being left behind by a lot of countries outside of the region and also the in our peer countries. And it's concerning. And, you know, Bruce, it's concerning because if you look at these numbers and you compare them to what the AG said on municipalities, which are significant for growth and creating employment, especially at small and medium-sized level, it is concerning that we have subpar numbers coming out of municipalities and local government, that the efficiencies there are non-existent, that we don't have the right people for the job, and I could even take it all the way to national level. So it does concern me that, you know, even with what the IMF report said, you cannot grow this economy, firstly, without electricity, secondly, without reforms. And we've been talking about this. I mean, the electricity crisis started way before 2007. But we've been talking about reforms since the NDP, which is 2012. And the same people who are supposed to lead this reform agenda have not been able to do so. So it just does worry me that if we do have the same dispensation in the next 5 years, it will be likely more of the same or maybe even worse.
Here's the thing. I mean, I just wonder how much of a lag there is in the economy, because the Banks of Africa Economic Transactions Index slipped in May, and it does suggest that there's general stagnation in the economy. It's the third monthly decline in 4 months, and the Banks of guys are saying it confirms our doubts that the April recovery will be the start of a sustainable upward trend. And it's there was hope that April would be a catalyst. It's not going to be a catalyst, and I wonder whether or not the IMF's projection of a 0.1% growth rate for South Africa this year remains overly ambitious, given that we feel so pessimistic about the future, generally speaking.
I think it's a terrible forecast, because if just above recession, I think anything can tilt the economy in the wrong direction. I think last year we had the riots, which changed the course of our economic growth. We could have something similar, and that's the problem when you don't have reforms and you compare South Africa with other countries that don't have these structural impediments, is that they tend to grow faster after a crisis, be it a pandemic or a financial or banking crisis. Whereas with South Africa, we don't have that beautiful V-shaped recovery. It's more of an L-shaped recovery, where the L just continues, bumping along at the bottom without any, indication of where when we're going to go up. And again, without electricity, without an educated workforce, without a skilled workforce, you cannot grow this economy. So we cannot blame COVID forever in perpetuity, when we know that actually COVID, we have these problems. So even beyond just looking at what would happen in April, when you look at the trends and when you look at the long trends, not just, I always say one swallow doesn't make a summer. The trend tells us that this economy is not growing, and this economy is really flirting with recession and a contraction. And if you look at, for instance, the past 10 years, we haven't grown the economy over 1%. If you take the next 10 years, looking at our forecast currently, unless something drastic happens, we are unlikely to grow this economy above 1%. So we're just really stuck. And we need to implement those reforms with expediency so that we can start seeing growth pick up. But at this present moment, I don't see, if we are going at this current pace, we won't see economic growth and we won't see changes.
Dr. Thabi Leoka, the economist, thank you very much indeed for explaining it to us this evening.